of I took to the streets of South Africa yesterday to find out, with the Grammys just happening this morning, how many South Africans were really, really excited about The Weeknd's younger brother, The Weeknd, potentially winning a Grammy. And if you haven't heard it, here's exactly what happened when many South Africans, it seems, were incredibly excited about an artist who does not exist.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's one of the greatest singers on earth and a Grammy winner again tonight.
Dan Corder here, live from the streets of South Africa to find out how everyday South Africans feel about some of the biggest music stars in the world as the biggest music award show in the world takes place tonight. Hey man, what's your name?
My name is Jaden.
Nice, and what's yours?
Tatum.
And do you share the same music tastes? You guys don't need to fight over the aux cable at all.
No, we don't, We share the same interests, luckily.
Okay, I don't know if you guys are Olivia Rodrigo or Lil Nas X or Adele fans, but those look like the big artists coming up. Are you excited?
I think it's going to be a big night, a tough one, but a big one.
I don't know who's going to win. The Weeknd was exceptional this year, but it's crazy because, like, just last 6 months, as you know, his younger brother came out hilariously, called himself The Weeknd, and now he's also up for prizes.
Then the competition
is quite tight. I think I'll choose The Weeknd because he's in the industry long enough.
So I've got Toby and Chantal here. How are you doing? So you having a good afternoon?
Yeah, we're trying to. But at least it's the weekend. We could, like, sleep in a bit.
And hilariously, The Weeknd is someone I want to ask you about. Well, who do you reckon might steal it as, like, the world's number one?
Drake.
There was so much noise over Certified Lover Boy. Like, it was everywhere. And those pregnant ladies, the emojis.
Do you guys enjoy The Weeknd?
Yes.
We love him.
It's also so hilarious because a couple of months ago he obviously released a song with his own brother who decided to embrace the family name and call himself The Weeknd, and now they're both up for a track. But
keep it in the family.
I know, it's outrageous. And then of course there's one South African act who's up as a collaborator. His name is Awerewolf, which is hilarious. I don't know if you guys follow Awerewolf.
I haven't heard of him. What did you say his name was?
Awerewolf, like aware.
Oh,
but like a werewolf.
Ah,
I love it. I know, it's hilarious. So I've got some young South Africans here. What is your name?
Gareth.
My name is Kian.
Kaylee.
Are you a massive fan of Musical.ly? Who do you put on all the time?
Recently, I've been listening to Lil Durk a lot.
Have you been listening to Lil Nippy? You know about Lil Nippy?
No.
Who do you reckon's even got a chance, man?
I would say The Weeknd.
I'm sure you guys have heard that his younger brother has now decided to adopt the mantle of The Weeknd. Not a fan of The Weeknd.
No.
It's funny because he's come out with a bit of a trap style.
I think it would go well with The Weeknd.
Yeah, talent runs in the family. Standing here with
Lindo.
Who you reckon might take it?
I think Doja Cat is pretty strong, hey.
And then I'm sure you've been seeing in the last few months this madness with The Weeknd's younger brother deciding to call himself The Weeknd as a joke. Can you imagine if The Weeknd and The Weeknd, literally brothers, end up winning?
It's gonna be a strong week. Yeah, I know. Awesome.
Jens, are you big music fans?
Yeah.
So guys, it's the Grammys tonight. Who do you guys reckon might win it?
The Weeknd all the way.
I'm sure you guys have seen it, but a few months ago, his younger brother was like, cool, I'm also going to start music, called himself The Weeknd as a joke on an SNL skit, and now he's literally calling himself that. But you guys have any warm emotions towards the younger brother?
You got to step out of his shadow.
Probably, he's probably pretty good.
I mean, you got to be with that bloodline, right?
Youngest.
Being in someone's shadow obviously isn't always the best thing. You want to have your own spotlight.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name?
Bonolo.
Hi, I'm Buhle.
I'm Dumeling.
Everybody loves music. Who are some of your favorite musicians?
Tom Nish.
I actually saw Tom Nish perform at Jazz Fest.
Do we?
Yeah.
Me and Tom Nish, do we look alike?
Yeah, you look alike.
Funny. The Weeknd has had the most outrageous year, guys.
Definitely. I love his music, but I feel like he could go back to before.
Like the look is also very different.
Yeah. With all the plastic surgery and stuff. It's like he broke up with the Hadid and then took the plastic surgery.
Ooh.
And then I'm sure you guys are also so excited. For once, we have a South African in one of the biggest categories this year. So weird that his name is The Weeknd. He's from Kimberley.
Yeah, we wish him all the best because, I mean, we're from the same country.
No, I'm not joking, guys. You can Google it.
Really?
No, I'm joking.